The federal government can once again process H-2B visas, the program that traditionally allows foreign fish row technicians to work in Alaska seafood plants. The visa program was in limbo this month after a court ruling in Florida, but now the judge's decision is on hold until mid-April. Dennis Phelan of the Pacific Seafood Processors Association says that should be enough time to move this summer's visas along. His trade association represents 9 companies with about 25 Alaska processing plants. Phelan says Alaska's $100 million fish row industry depends on the H-2B visas.
There's probably only about 100 of them that we're bringing over, but it's crucial employees because they are the representatives on the ground for the folks who are buying the product, in most cases Japanese companies.
H-2B visas are intended for temporary non-farm workers. Among other qualifications, employers have to show they can't fill the positions with U.S. workers. Last year, H-2Bs for Alaska jobs were primarily for row technicians, but several dozen visas also went to bolster the sales force at jewelry stores in southeast Alaska that cater to cruise ship passengers. Phelan says his association is still trying to get the industry back into the J-1 visa program, which used to allow thousands of foreign students to work in Alaska processing jobs. But J-1 visas are no longer allowed for industrial work. Phelan says Alaska seafood processors now go as far as Florida in search of workers, with mixed results.
I think most of them were close to being fully staffed at the beginning of the year, but one of the other problems with the replacement workers we get is a lot of them simply don't fulfill the contracts.
Critics charge that the visa programs essentially export money and drive down domestic wages. Phelan says he's heard the argument that if companies paid more, they could fill the jobs in Alaska. But Phelan says in the end, the finished product has to compete on the global marketplace.